Thank you. Your Excellency, the President of the Coordinate Conference, Honorable Minister present, Your Excellencies J.G. Da Silva, Director General of FAO, Your Excellency, the Independent Chairperson of the Council, Your Excellency, members of the Diplomatic Corps, representative from the regional economic communities, representative of farmers' organization and NGOs, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, invited guests. On behalf of the President of the Republic of Namibia, I would like to express our gratitude to the government of Italy, our host, and the Food and Agricultural Organization FAO for inviting Namibia to participate in this important meeting. On behalf of my delegation, I want to register our appreciation for the warm and kind hospitality extended to our delegation since our arrival. Namibia is deeply honored and delighted to be part of this gathering that seeks to discuss and find solutions to common challenges pertaining to hunger and malnutrition. My delegation concurs with the Director General's proposed 4-year medium-term plan MTF and 2-year program of work and budget as a guiding tool for activities of the FAO from next year. Complementarily, the strategic thinking process has produced a commendable strategic framework which will guide us until 2018. The crafted strategic objectives are smart, as they will have indication or indicators of achievements and concrete action plans that will describe the overall approach that FAO will use to tackle the issues and problems identified under the strategic objectives. This will make implementability at a country level simple as many developing states suffer from well-capacitated natural resource management technocrats. Namibia will benefit tremendously through this with regard to food and nutrition security and the agriculture, water, lands, fishery and forestry sector. At the country level, Namibia acknowledges the pivotal coordination role of FAO towards the implementation of the South-South Cooperation initiatives. Namibia has identified priority areas for FAO interventions in the next 5 years based on the government priority needs and FAO's comparative advantages. We have carefully and briefly described the institutional arrangements for implementation, as well as the monitoring, reporting, and evaluation frameworks. We have taken cognizance of the 5 strategic objectives and their impact on our activities. On contribution in the eradication of hunger, food insecurity, and malnutrition, Namibia, despite its marginal contribution to the gross domestic products, GDP, the agriculture sector remains central to the lives of the majority of the population. Directly or indirectly, it supports over 70% of the country's population. The sector can be divided into 2 distinct subsectors, namely the capital intensive, relatively well-developed and export-oriented commercial subsector and the subsistence-based, high-labor, low-technology communal subsector. The communal sector farmers practice subsistence, rain-fed agriculture and livestock, meaning cattle and goats, farming, and occupy about 27% of the total land area. They produce about 30% of grain consumption requirements and keep about 60% of cattle and 40% small stock population of the national livestock herd. The commercial sector farmers occupy about 57% of the total land area of Namibia and are involved in the production of maize, wheat, and other crops, such as grapes, as well as livestock, cattle, and small stock, and game farming. Although the food and nutrition security situation has improved considerably in the last two decades, this is still a top priority issue for the government, according to the preliminary findings of a recent assessment carried out following the 2012-2013 drought situation. An estimated number of 330,925 people are food insecure. 440,577 moderately food insecure, and 859,898 food secure, with food insecurity more prevalent in the northwestern regions, mainly due to recurrent droughts. Main contributing factors to food insecurity and undernourishment are the high poverty rate, inequality of the income distribution, and the incidence of HIV/AIDS. Together with FAO, Namibia should be in a position to eradicate the plague of hunger and malnutrition. On the increase and improve provision of goods and service from agriculture, forestry, and fisheries in a sustainable manner, Namibia's agriculture sector, including water, forestry, lands, and fisheries, is constrained by a variety of challenges such as limited human and institutional capacity, updating policy and turning it into practice, lack of coordination on food and nutrition security issues, inadequate access to agricultural information for farmers, and many others. With the new arrangement by FAO, our country hopes to benefit in eradicating these bottlenecks, hampering our development objectives. Finally, Namibia congratulates and welcomes the sister countries that joined the large family of FAO and further anticipates a global, healthy, and successful implementation of the strategic objectives geared towards eradication of hunger and improvement of nutrition, as well as poverty eradication among the people of the world. And I thank you for your attention.